You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 94. And today, we're going to talk about why vulnerability is actually one of your superpowers. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson here. What do you do when you're feeling a little vulnerable? Do you tend to disconnect and hide out, or do you just face it head on? Well, we're going to explore today what to do with vulnerability and why it's such an important part of our world right now to get a little more vulnerable in a good way. But before we dig into all that, got a question for you. Have you had a goal or project or vision that maybe you've been holding back on? Maybe you've been feeling a little vulnerable because you don't know how to pull it off. But that goal just keeps calling to you. It keeps wanting you to pursue it. And maybe it feels way bigger than anything you've done before and you just don't know how. Well, you're in the perfect place to benefit from the free Own Your Bold Challenge starting on October 22nd. But don't wait to sign up. Head on over right now to ownyourboldchallenge.com. Grab your free seat in the challenge and be sure to download the workbook right away and get started. You can get a head start on your bold goal right now. But here's what's in store. Every day for 5 days, I'm going to send you a very short but very powerful training on how to really step up your bold, how to like take a bigger action, play a bigger game, and achieve things you never even thought were possible. We're literally going to shatter limits so that you can soar. And it all happens in the daily challenge. And to make it a little more interesting and a lot more fun, we've got prizes. So when you come and share in our Facebook group about what you learned that day and what you're going to put into action, you get thrown into the raffle. And we have got some awesome prizes and some great sponsors. So you don't want to miss out. Head on over right now to Own Your Bold Challenge. Now let's get into vulnerability. So when I say the word vulnerability, how does it make you feel? Do you go, oh yes, that feels so nice, more vulnerability, we want this in the world? Or do you cringe a little bit and go, oh no, not that? So vulnerability and the idea of being more vulnerable is an interesting conversation these days. And I find that you're either all in and you want more of it, or it feels scary and intimidating and maybe like the worst idea you could possibly imagine. And that may just be a clue to the fact that you could use some more vulnerability in your life. So I want to explore a little bit why I personally believe that vulnerability is actually one of your greatest superpowers. And I have to tell you, I'm a little bit of a vulnerability convert. I didn't start this journey feeling like I could be vulnerable, and I spent a lot of time trying to not be vulnerable and to actually feel like I had it all figured out. Like I didn't believe that I could be a mentor and a coach and a guide and that people would trust me as their guide and spend a lot of money coaching with me and experience me as vulnerable in any way. And I had a lot of learning to do in this area. As a matter of fact, I had a huge pivot in 2010, which I totally believe was exactly what I needed to drop into a more authentic and a more powerful and a more sustainable energy to grow a business and to mentor and guide people. And vulnerability was a big part of it. And I'll tell you, before 2010, I got a lot of messages from people when I tried to be a little bit vulnerable that sounded a little bit like this. Melanie, if you don't have it all together, who will? Like, we count on you to have it all together. And I took that message to heart instead of recognizing that was really about that person or the people who would say things like that. And I remember at that time feeling like the world was full of people who had to put on this big show to create the energy to attract clients. And I saw it's almost like I saw these two camps where there was the vulnerable crew and there was the people who put on these big shows and had, you know, probably a lot of ego and had a big demonstration. And what was so interesting is eventually I got to know a lot of these people and realized deep down inside, they didn't have it all together. They didn't have this perfect business. They didn't have all the sales that they wanted everyone to believe. And I realized that there was a lot of illusion and a lot of energy that went into crafting this perfect cloak, if you will, of what they wanted people to see. And I realized somewhere down that journey that I actually, that didn't really resonate for me as the way I wanted to be in business. And so I went on a journey to really understand how to be vulnerable as a superpower. So vulnerability, if you look up the definition, it's the quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. And if you think about vulnerability, it connotates like I'm leaving myself open to getting hurt. And yet I feel like in this world, we just don't do enough of that, especially as leaders and business owners and people who are in the expertpreneur world. It's like there's a lot of energy that goes into like projecting out into the world this imagined state that they think is more attractive. And I think it's confusing. And so I truly want to open up an invitation to my community and the people I serve of what could happen if we actually allowed ourselves to be more real and to allow people to see the real version of us instead of the version we think people want to see. Now, I work every day with thought leaders and transformational mentors and people who are playing a much bigger game. They want to bring their business out in a, you know, a bigger way. And there seems to be this at odds of I'm vulnerable and I'm an expert. And so we got to turn to someone who is an expert in vulnerability, and that's Brené Brown. If you've not read her work, I highly recommend it. I think her work on vulnerability and shame is profound. And she's a researcher. If you've not run across one of her, you know, extraordinary TED Talks or read one of her amazing books, she's a researcher. And she started to gather research on the impact of vulnerability and shame. And what she discovered along the way was she had to go through her own transformation and go deeper into her own sense of unworthiness and disconnect from people in order to find a greater expansiveness around vulnerability. And she's just writes beautifully about it and shares some profound insights. And I think it's the thing that can actually make a greater difference in the world in our leadership. And so what her premise is that what makes you vulnerable actually makes you beautiful. Think about that for a minute. If what makes you vulnerable actually makes you beautiful, why would we avoid being vulnerable? So I've been studying the Enneagram. If you're unfamiliar with that, it's another one of the personality profiles. And this one's based around more like your wound as a driver, which is a lot of people that do work around shadow energy. And it's really interesting. I've been doing it with all my clients. And there is an Enneagram style that is repelled by the idea of being vulnerable because they see vulnerability as a weakness. And yet vulnerability, like the willingness to show up in whatever stage you're in and whatever level of success or non-success you're in, is courage. And it'll, you know, when you show up bold and you show up truthful and you show up authentically and you're willing to be vulnerable, it's actually, studies have shown, it's actually what allows relationships to stay more connected. So if you look at the relationships in your lives, the ones that you that have the most like stick-to-itiveness, right, are probably the ones where you've been the most vulnerable and you've been true and been seen. So why do we think we need to keep this separate in business? So I believe, having gone through this own transformation of my own and seeing so many people now who really are stepping into their vulnerability as a superpower, that it is actually critical for leaders and transformational guides to bring more vulnerability into not just their leadership, but into the work, into the way they serve, into the way they guide others. Because it's imperative that in order to build trust and a cohesive culture and for relationships to thrive, for someone to know the real you. Because here's what happens. When when you build a relationship on a false premise, meaning especially like in the guru world and transformational leaders and personal development, all that, and let's say somebody sees you the way you put your image up versus the way you really are, eventually people kind of find out who you really are anyway. And then there's what's called the fall from the castle, right? Like people fall off the pedestal in your mind and then they don't trust you and they feel betrayed. It's so interesting. I've heard so many people tell me over the years that they were working with a mentor and then they found out how they really were behind the scenes and they're like, ugh, I can't work with them anymore. So why not just be real from the get-go? Why not really show up 100% who you are? And the right people are going to want to build that relationship with you. My very first experience of vulnerability was, it's got to be about 30 years ago now, maybe about 25 years ago. And I was in a spiritual community, and my mentor and the leader of that spiritual community, we were going through a transformation as an organization and as a community, and we were moving the building. We were moving where our home was, and something happened. And I don't remember all the details right now, but I remember it wasn't good. And I remember it was like money was involved and bad things were involved and some things that were supposed to happen a certain way weren't. And what I remember being in awe of, because no leader had ever shown up this way in front of me before, our leader stood up in front of the entire community and said, "So here's the deal. What we thought was going to happen is this. What now has happened is that. We're in a bit of a pickle. I don't necessarily have all the solutions yet, but what I believe in every fiber of my being is we as a community will get there together." And she asked for help. She asked for help. She asked and said, "You know, we need volunteers. We need people to help with this transition because we're not going to have a community for a while. We're not going to have a home. We're not going to be where we thought we were because basically, in essence, the money that had been lined up got misaligned or something had gone wrong." And I thought, wow, that is powerful. Like, I want to support this woman even more now. That is the power of vulnerability. I had a funny little experience with it with my mastermind, my Awakened Leadership Mastermind, not too long ago. I'd been moving over the summer, as you may know, if you follow my work and you're more involved with me in my Amplify Your Success community, then you know I was sharing about the move and I was exhausted and wasn't really feeling super like I wanted to do a lot of video because it was a lot of hat days in there. And I had taken them to go to this really beautiful place at the beach when we were all together for our retreat. And I was back there. My husband and I had gone down there to have a glass of wine at the end of a long day. And so I said, "Oh, I thought about making a video for you all, but then, you know, like I had a bad hair day. I was a little grimy." And one of the ladies in the group, she said, "But Melanie, that's what we love the most about you is that vulnerable side." I thought, yeah, that's right. We do need more vulnerability. So this is just another example of how people are craving the real you, not the made-up version that you think people want and need to see. So let's talk about some of the ways that we can embrace more vulnerability. We can, because this may be a completely new concept too, and you're like, what does that even mean? And it may be something that because of where you're at in your life and maybe there's some failed attempts and some experiences in your life that haven't felt so good. Maybe you're feeling some shame and it's been really hard for you to be more vulnerable. And so let's look at where that line of vulnerability is that allows you to thrive. First of all, it's really getting you don't have to be perfect and embracing that your imperfections are what people love about you. They need it. They crave it because they get to feel better about themselves when they experience that you're imperfect too. Again, another example, just over the weekend, I was speaking at this extraordinary transformational event my friend JJ Fozanes put on. I was one of the trainers there. And we would do circle time about three or four times throughout the event, usually to close out a day and to really connect with each other and to hear, you know, what had come up that day and to make sure you felt seen and grounded. And all of us trainers were right in there with everyone else sharing what our transformation had been that day, because we were doing all the work as well. And there was this beautiful piece of feedback from some of the people in the room who were participants that they truly valued and appreciated how vulnerable we were, and that we were just right there with them, just as imperfect and as, you know, in the work, you know, showing up, but doing the work. And they said, we need more of that. Like, we need people who are at your level of success to demonstrate to us that you too have things you're working on. And so that's another example of how being willing to be vulnerable and imperfect is a bonding moment. I actually made more sales at that event because I was willing to be vulnerable than I would at other events where maybe I wouldn't get that opportunity in the same way. So it's that bonding moment that sometimes brings us more clients because people want to feel us on that level. Another quality, I think, of being vulnerable is taking responsibility when things go wrong. I shared that example of my mentor from 25 years ago, but how many times do you pass the blame? Do you, you know, make it about someone else, that you react badly when things go wrong, instead of just taking a breath and taking inventory of like, all right, yeah, I could have done this better, and really owning your responsibility in things. This is a major team transformation moment, is to drop into responsibility. And it also takes a lot of the pressure off. So be willing to take responsibility when things go wrong. Here's the third one. Let others support you. Okay, so for those Enneagram 8s out there, if you know that system and you use that in your work, this is going to be really tough for you because you don't like being vulnerable. You don't like anyone to get the impression you can't do it all because you truly think you're a superhero. We're going to do Enneagrams on a future episode. But for the moment, just know that it is a strength to not do it all yourself and to ask for help, to let others in. I got a great opportunity to do this over the summer when I broke my toe. Yes, after moving and finally getting back on traction, I dropped a wine bottle on my toe. Yes, that is slightly ironic, being a wine lover and now having a wine podcast, that yes, I would drop a wine bottle on my toe. But point being, I had to get vulnerable. I had to ask for help. Like, I had to have my foot up for almost three weeks, and I couldn't do the things I needed to do. And so luckily my family came to help and cook and clean and make sure I could rest and rejuvenate. So letting others support you is a quality of being vulnerable. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to do it all yourself. You can ask for help, and you can actually be stronger that way. Number four is allow yourself to be seen. So this is big. And, you know, when we do the Own Your Bold Challenge, and we invite people from all over the world to come into this challenge with us, we hear a lot of people saying, I don't feel like I can be seen. Like, I don't want to be like that person that doesn't have it all figured out. Or what if I don't know what I'm doing? Or there can even be traumas that people have experienced that make it feel unsafe to be seen. There's people who are worried they're going to kind of have someone attack them. And look, with the online trolls these days, holy moly. Yeah, it can be a little scary to get out there and be seen. But you have to show up and allow yourself to be seen if you want to do great things in this world. You have to show up and allow yourself. You have to have the courage to stick your neck out a little bit and make a stand for what you believe in, or, you know, share your message, or at least just get out there and get visible if you want to get more traction with your work. And hey, if you're a leader in your work or in your industry or your business, you're going to have to be seen. So that means you're going to have to cultivate courage, and you're going to have to figure out how to get congruent with showing up and being seen and doing the work you do in the world. And if you've got conflict around that, then you might want to get that cleared out. This would be a great opportunity to go take my Sneaky Success Barriers quiz and find out if that's one of the barriers that's holding you back, because we can help you clear that out. But most importantly, be seen. The next one is check your ego and drop the armor. So this is a big one for people who have had success, or they kind of do this thing where they need to be right, or, you know, maybe there's a lot of scarcity in your life and you're really scared that, you know, you're going to maybe not be seen as perfect. You know, ego is a place that really, like, it feels like you put a block up and you disconnect from people. So if you want to have more vulnerability and you want to really connect with people in a deeper way, the ego's got to go. It can't be there. Now, there's a healthy amount of ego we need to be successful. And look, if you don't, like, have drive, then you probably don't have enough ego. But when you have too much ego, you really, like, put yourself on a pedestal and you kind of put other people down lower. And that is an instant rapport killer. It's an instant disconnect. And by the way, there is a whole school of thought out there where people teach mentors to disconnect that like that and to put themselves above. I don't believe in it. I don't think that's how we serve at the greatest level. I don't think leaders need to be put above someone else. I think we need to just learn how to inspire greatness from the people we serve. And when we do that, that can, you know, has to mean on some level that we're vulnerable and we're real and that people are inspired because of our vulnerability. And I think the last piece of this puzzle is recognizing that it's a lot less energy to be real than it is to hide out. And if you have a significant amount of exhaustion in your life, one of the things you might want to take a look at is, are you feeling like you have to put on this show or you have to put on this projected image of yourself? What if you just dropped all that and you allowed us to see more of who you really are? So I have a friend who's been going through a transformation where she's finally come out of the closet with her spirituality. Like, for the longest time, she kept her spiritual side separate from who she was in business. And it was exhausting. Like, she felt like she couldn't really be the fullest authentic version of herself. And there was a lot of ways that it showed up in terms of, you know, illness or other ways it would disconnect. And I know what that's like because I kind of went through a period of that early in my career where I felt like I couldn't be spiritual and successful. Like, I couldn't make those two things together. And I've coached a lot of people who had to integrate parts of themselves in their business and their brand so it wasn't so exhausting. So just know, if you're trying to hide a part of yourself or you feel like you can't be 100% authentic, or there's this vulnerability of, like, you're protecting yourself all the time, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of energy and it doesn't need to be there. So look at how could you maybe integrate some of those truthful pieces of you. Maybe you need to shift your brand. Maybe you need to change your business model. Maybe you need to, like, create a podcast and talk about the real you, right? So really look at where you're creating overwhelm and exhaustion by not being more real. So I'll leave you with this. I'd love to have a conversation with you. What is vulnerability to you? Is it easy? Is it hard? We're over in the Amplifier Success community on Facebook. Come join us. AmplifierSuccessCommunity.com. You can go search for us on Facebook. Let's figure out how you could tap into vulnerability. This not having to be perfect, the taking responsibility for your life and for the results, and really upgrading your authenticity as a way to connect and bond with people in a greater way. We need more leaders like that. We need more leaders like you. So what do you say? Come on over, AmplifierSuccessCommunity.com. Let's explore vulnerability in a more powerful way. Thanks so much for listening in. We'll be back again next week with another exciting and inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast. I am Melanie Benson, and I can't wait to hear how you take today's episode and spark some new possibilities. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.